ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Hello to Diana from Woodnelling and plenty of others too jumping in for the Mighty Challenge. 7 degrees cooler, top of the range. Storm season's imminent, says Ingrid. Yeah, gee, I hope you survived the rough weather, particularly in Victoria. Gee whiz, did you see the pictures of the tornado which went through Werribee? If you're in that, you could call us about it a little later too. Some rough weather around at the moment as spring marches on. All right, 25 questions, 5 categories. Here are our categories tonight. Category number 1. Mass, M-A-S-S, mass. Category number 2, speleology. Speleology, all about caves. Category 3, when I was 17. Category number 4, also a computing term. And category 5, leaping lizards. Right, mass, speleology, when I was 17, also a computing term. Leaping lizards. Anne from Caulfield's going to kick us off. G'day, Anne. Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
Not too bad, yeah.
Oh, good.
What do you like here? Mass, speleology, when I was 17, leaping lizards, also a computing term.
Not much. I think I'll be out very, very quickly, but I'll start with mass.
Mass. Question number 1. What is the standard international unit of mass?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I do know, but I can't think of it. It's how heavy something is. So, and it's not, pounds and ounces is not metric. Let's just say kilograms, but I'm really not sure. What? I'll say kilogram.
Kilogram is correct, yes. The kilogram is the standard international unit of mass. All right, question number 2. We're in mass. Are we staying here?
Yep. Yeah. I'm not confident at all. I mean, that was such an easy, straightforward question, and I completely mucked up.
No, you didn't muck it up. You got it correct.
I got it correct, but in a very roundabout way. But anyway.
Question number 2, Anne, mass. According to a 1967 song by the Bee Gees, what happened in Massachusetts? What happened in Massachusetts?
I'm sure something did. I know PG songs, but if you think I can remember it now, I think it did rain or fell in love. Look, I don't know. I'll opt out.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
See you, Anne. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later. Tom from Yoongi. G'day, Tom.
Good evening, Phil.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Pat from The Point says, looking forward to texters being part of the quiz tonight. We don't get much of a mention over the weekend. Oh, sorry, Pat. Welcome aboard. Thank you for jumping in for us on the Mighty Challenge tonight. All right, we're in mass. Tom, according to a 1967 song by the Bee Gees, what happened in Massachusetts?
I'd have to guess something down in Massachusetts.
What happened?
I don't know, they were going there or something.
No. Oh, yeah. It's a fair assumption, I suppose, Tom, isn't it?
Yeah. I do have a question. What's happened to Beverly and Adrian from Dapto? I haven't heard them in an age. I hope they're okay.
You mean Betty?
Sorry, Betty and
Adrian. Yeah, no, they're around. Yeah, I just spoke to Betty last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no worries. All right, Tom. All right. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. No, Betty's probably listening. Hello, Betty. How are you? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Now, where are we? We've got Peter from Metung. G'day, Peter. Hello. How are you? G'day, Peter. Oh, no, we've got Jason of Morville. Sorry. Oh, hi, Jason.
How's it going, Phil?
Yeah, good. My computer screen's gone all bung, but anyway, we'll bumble through. According to a 1967 song by the Bee Gees, what happened in Massachusetts?
I'll have to pass it on, Phil. I've got no idea.
No worries, Jason. Thank you, man. Bye-bye. All right. Where are we? We've got Peter of Metung. G'day, Peter.
Hello. Good morning. How are you doing, Phil?
Well, so far so good, Pete. But we're struggling against a few things, but we'll bumble through. Question number two. We're in a category called Mass. According to a 1967 song by the Bee Gees, what happened in Massachusetts?
Well, unfortunately, I don't really have an answer for that because I keep thinking of things like flowers in your hair, but that was from San Francisco or whatever.
That's true.
But, you know, whatever. MacArthur Park, you know.
Yeah, that was was that about the cake getting wet in the rain? I think it was.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I probably could have answered something about when you were 17.
We're not there yet, Pete. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. See you later. Thanks for having a crack. Thanks for craving a crack. Yes, no worry. We're happy for texters here. I had a couple of complaints about texters. No. Let's see here. Adrian says, by the way, Betty's probably playing with her stairlift. That's true. She's probably going up and down on her newly installed stairlifts. I think that's right. Dan. G'day, Dan.
G'day.
Hello. Now, we're in a category called Mass. According to a 1967 song by the Bee Gees, what happened in Massachusetts?
I don't have the foggiest, but I'll have a guess with We Fell in Love.
Not a bad guess. Why not? Good default position. Good default position, but unfortunately not true or not correct in this instance, Dan. Thank you, mate.
Thanks.
See you later. Not correct. Brenda is with us from Cambridge in Tassie. G'day, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Did I hear a report that it was snowing yesterday in Hobart?
It was.
Out your way at Cambridge or not?
No. Only around the mountain and around the high suburbs. But I believe it did snow down towards the sea in Sandy Bay. Sandy Bay got
snow. Is that
snow.
Right? So it came all over Mount Wellington and came down all the way down to Sandy Bay. Gee, was all right.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, all right. Some very odd weather going on, Brenda. Question number two, we're in Mass. According to a 1967 song by the Bee Gees, what happened in Massachusetts?
All the lights went out.
They did. Correct. What happened in Massachusetts in 1967 was that the lights went out. Yes, very good, Brenda. Yes, Betty's up and running. Thank you, Barnsley from Campbell's Creek. And everyone, I spoke to her last week. Paul said, I lost my heart in Massachusetts. Oh, okay. It's still lost, Paul. Brenda?
Yep.
What do you want to do for number three? Stay with Mass? Or you can move to speleology when I was 17? Also a computing term, or leap and lizards?
I'll go leaping lizards.
Leaping lizards, question number three. I reckon you'll be right with this one. Which Australian coin featured an image of a frill-necked lizard?
Well, it used to be the one-cent coin, I think.
Not correct. Not correct, Brenda.
Okay.
Thanks, Brenda. Bye-bye. Not correct, no. Where are we? Have I got a line too? Yes, I do. Daniel, sorry. Hi, Daniel. Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry for waiting. Thank you. Question number three we're up to. Which Australian coin featured an image of a frill-necked lizard?
I'm pretty sure that was the 2 cent coin.
It was, yes, the 2 cent coin.
That's because I actually found one the other day in the dirt. So that was interesting.
I know. I found one at home in my drawer. It felt really odd when I found it because it's been so long.
Yeah.
When did they disappear? Gee, it was donkeys years ago.
Certainly was. I heard a story of some guy was renovating a boat and he got 1 cent and 2 cent pieces and because they wouldn't corrode. So he drilled them out and used them all around the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because, well, they probably wouldn't have. No, they wouldn't. They were a particular alloy, wouldn't they? Nickel-based alloy, I think. They wouldn't corrode, yeah. Yeah. All righty. Yes, the 2 cent coin. Remember those days? Yeah, even finding coins. Although there's a bit of resurgence in cash, I must say.
Absolutely.
Mm. Question number 4. James in Mount Garnet says, another fantastic Mondegreen moment of realising that I've been singing the wrong lines in that song for decades. What, all the lights went down in Massachusetts? What were you singing? What's the Mondegreen of that? Question 4. What do you want to do? Leaping lizards?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Leaping lizards. The lizard, also known as Dr. Kurt Connors, is an enemy of which Marvel superhero?
I'd have to say, not really way into the Marvels, but maybe something like, I don't even know if Spider-Man is a Marvel. I don't know. It probably isn't.
What do you want to do here, Daniel?
Yeah, I'll just have to go with the Spider-Man.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Spider-Man. Right.
Yep,
yes, the lizard, also known as Dr. Kurt Connors, is an enemy of Spider-Man.
I think, did a famous actor play him, or was that he played the different character against one of Spider-Man?
Has been bound to, yes. I'm with you. I'm a from a distance observer of the Marvel superhero universe.
Yeah.
There we go. Daniel. Someone has texted in saying, I have seen a floor that's tiled entirely with 2 cent pieces.
So shiny, get the coke out and give it a wash.
Gary says, Phil, do you know that if you find 5 cents on the road, it's illegal to keep it? No, Gary.
Where would you put it? In the mission box?
What are you going to do? Take it to the police station. So I found 5 cents.
Put it in the mission box.
The sergeant in the police station say, get out of here. I would think. James in Mount Garnet says, the Mondegreen was that I thought it was the line. Or lines that were always down in Massachusetts. Oh, I see. Not the light went down. Okay.
That's a lovely place, Mount Garnet. There's a lovely little hot springs down the road called Innit Hot Springs. It's beautiful.
Ray in the Bay says, you Mondegreened yourself, Phil. You said, what's the Mondegreen of the lights? All the lights went down in Massachusetts. The actual line is all the lights went out in Massachusetts. Actually, I think the line is all the lights went down in Massachusetts, isn't it? I think so.
I think went down, yeah.
I think so. Hang on. Let's hear it again. And the lights all went down in Massachusetts. Yes, I don't want to get too smart on you, Ray, because you're usually right. But I don't think you're right there. Daniel, we're up to question number 5. What do we want to do here? Staying here?
I think we'll stay here because I love cricket. I think I'm on a hat trick.
You are. You're about to get 3 in a row. Question number 5, leaping lizards. Lizard Point is the most southerly point of the British mainland. Is located in which English county?
Devon?
Not correct.
Damn.
Oh, well. You were on a hat trick. I mean, that's worth talking about, Daniel.
That was wonderful, yeah. It's always good to be on a hat trick. The adrenaline, hey?
Yeah. Good on you. See ya. Bye-bye. Yes, James. James said, I thought it was the line or lines that were always down in Massachusetts. I've been somewhat industrially deaf since my first job as a 17-year-old. My texter says, what do 2 cent pieces look like? I don't think I've ever seen one. Oh, okay. Gary reckons I'd keep it, Phil, but it is illegal, just letting you know. That's true. There are lots of funny things. I remember years ago, once as a journalistic exercise, writing a whole piece about things that were illegal. And I think in some parts of Australia, flying a kite in a public park was illegal. I never heard of a prosecution. Colin from Townsville in the truck. G'day, Col.
How are you going?
Not bad. Are you in the truck at the moment? No.
I am driving, yes.
Hey, it's a very quiet cab. Excellent. Good on you.
Yes. Oh, I've got an earpiece on, which is great.
Oh, yeah. So, no, well, you're coming through loud and clear, Col. Yeah, it's good.
Lovely.
Question. You're not in any of this weirdo weather at the moment, are you? Where you are? All right?
Yeah, just from Mount Isa to Townsville I drive, and I'm chasing the storm into Townsville at the moment. Oh. I haven't hit any rain, but the roads are wet.
Yeah. Yeah, gee.
Yeah.
That
Bee Gees song, isn't that about the New York mine disaster?
No, that's another song.
Is it true?
Yeah.
I was thinking that one.
There is something I would like you all to know.
That's right.
It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Now, that song is called New York Mining Disaster, 1923, I think it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a different song. I know, I thought a lot of people would think that. The lights going down in Massachusetts were nothing to do with the New York Mining Disaster, no.
Yep.
Good songs, though. They were great songwriters, for sure. Lizard Point, Cole, the most southerly point of the British mainland, is located in which English county?
Oh, I have no idea. I'll pass. Sorry.
No good? All right, Cole.
I hope
you don't come. Well, I hope the storm doesn't catch you and you don't catch the storm. See you. Good on you.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Fresh from his triumphs last week, Dave from Falconbridge. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Oh, I'm surprised you got time for us after the fame and fortune last week, Dave.
Yeah, well, I made some time.
Yeah. Very generous of you. Dave was one of the triumphant souls last week who scored 8 on the trot. So did the other Dave from Mount Cola, also scored 8 on the trot. It was the Festival of Daves. Question number 5, Lizard Point, the most southerly point of the British mainland, is located in which English county?
Well, I'm tossing up between Cornwall and Salisbury, but I might go Salisbury.
Not correct. Yeah. Sorry, Dave. What was that? What does that say? From champ to chump?
Yeah.
That's unkind, but you're taking it in the good spirit, I hope, Dave. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Lisa says in Victoria it's illegal to wear pink hot pants on Sundays. Well, it ought to be, Lisa. Yes. There's an online story today about Teddy Weedy Beach. Really? Good. Yes, Phil, I live in Sydney but it's in Hobart for the weekend, says Ash. I can vouch for the fact that it was snowing all the way from Huonville to Hobart Airport at 7 a.m. this morning. Gee whiz. All right. Oh, on your way back. And it was settling on the ground in the high areas, not just Mount Wellington. I couldn't believe my eyes. Kept taking photos and sounds of disbelief. Yes, very strange. Very strange. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question number 5. Who's been hanging on here? Michelle from Melbourne. Hello, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I'm a first-time caller.
Are you? Oh, welcome aboard, Michelle.
Thank you.
Question number 5. We're in leaping lizards. Lizard Point, the most southerly point of the British mainland, is located in which English county?
Well,
it's not Devon, it's not Salisbury.
I know, I'm just guessing. I rang about the BG question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing Kent.
Not Kent, no. Sorry, Michelle. No, not Kent. Thank you. Make sure you give us a call again. I always like first-timers to get at least one right, but anyway, I can't force it.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Michelle. See you later. Susan in Waverton. Hi, Susan.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I think it's Cornwall.
Lizard Point, the most southerly point of the British mainland, is located in which English county?
Cornwall.
Cornwall. Correct. Yes.
Has to be.
Cornwall, the Duchy of Cornwall. Isn't that Charles's? Doesn't he own all that stuff? I think he does.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, he doesn't. No, it's the Prince.
No, I know he owns the Scilly Isles, I believe.
Oh, am I thinking of the Prince of Wales that owns it?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I get all muddled with him.
Question number six. Leaping lizards. That's where we are. But you don't have to stay. You could move anywhere else.
No, I don't know much about lizards. What were the others?
Also a computing term. Mass. Mass. Speleology. Yep. When I was 17.
Oh, look, when I was 17, that was a good time.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
It's very good because I think for a lot of people it's a bit of a troubled time. The end of your teens.
Not for you? No, it was great. Great. I think I was first year of the high school certificate.
Yeah.
And then I went nursing, which was wonderful.
Oh, nice. Great. Excellent.
Yeah.
I keep being told I'm wrong about this, but I'm not, everyone. Why is everyone telling me I'm wrong when we're not? Ben in Oraru in the Southern Flinders Ranges in South Australia says, sorry, Phil, mate, but you are wrong. It's the lights went out, not down. Ben, it's just not, that's just not true. And the lights all went down in Massachusetts. So, I mean, you know.
Down. My hearing is still good. It's down.
It's down. It is. That's right.
I think it's down.
Ben, humble pie, large slice, eat.
Yes.
Martin says, by the way, Melbourne no longer has four seasons in one day. The tornado that hit the western suburbs on Sunday took all of spring away.
Wow.
All righty, we are up to question number six. We are in when I was 17. In a 1975 hit, which singer learned the truth at 17?
1975 hit. I don't think I was in this country. I wasn't. Not that that would matter. Well, it might, actually. I was living elsewhere. 1975. What was the thing again? The question again?
In a 1975 hit, which singer learned the truth at 17? Which singer?
God, there'd be so many.
Does that apply to you, Susan?
What?
Did you learn the truth at 17?
Possibly. No, I don't. Depends what truth you're talking about. Look, I'll just say Lulu.
Not.
Or it could have been Engelbert Humperdinck. Could have been
hey,
a number of people.
Susan. Yes. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. No, I think is the answer. Arthur from Dover. Hi, Arthur.
Hi.
G'day.
Hi, Philip. Yeah,
were you snowed in, Arthur, and had to dig yourself out or what?
I rang in for speleology and it hasn't come up yet.
No, it hasn't come up yet, no. When I was 17 is our category. In a 1975 hit, which singer learned the truth at 17?
I'm sorry, Philip, I have to dip out. I'm not very good on the songs, lyrics.
No worries, Arthur. Thanks anyway.
No worries.
Okay, stay warm in a place, in a part of the country where it's been pretty chilly by the sound of it. Mark from Gundawindi. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Phil. Hey. Oh, I think I'm like your previous caller. Not much help on this one. I had that Beatles song, you know, when I was just 17, if you know what I mean, and I can't get any other song in my head now. So I know it's not the Beatles, so... I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Not the Beatles. Thanks, Mark. See ya. No, it's not the Beatles. Bruce says, evening, Phil. It's a great song, but I can't remember her name. Oh, then you give the correct name. Good. Frank from Mount Evelyn, that is correct. Heather from Barara, that's correct. Tiger's making a comparison between the weather in Victoria and the state of the government. Oh, Tiger. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Now, who's been hanging on here? Justin in Frankston, I'll come to you in a second. Stewie in Victor Harbour. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Phil, g'day. I think Blake made that analogy between the weather and Melbourne's right.
What are you having views about Melbourne for? You live in Victor Harbour, Stuart.
I know, mate, but you've got the great
Republic of Malinowskis there.
Oh, yeah, my God, yeah, absolutely.
Steady.
I'm not going to say anything. He's sending the state down the gurgler. That's my opinion.
Well, not as fast as Tiger thinks his own state's going down. you two should get together sometime. Question number six.
That's okay, Phil.
Question six.
To Pearl, Murray, and Christine from Pasadena.
Hello.
And Rosie. That is a great song, Phil. It is a very nice song, I reckon.
In a 1975 hit, which singer learned the truth at 17?
And I reckon I'm wrong. I can't remember. I'm going to go Marianne Faithfull.
Not Marion Faithful.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll give you Tiger's number. You two can get together for a beer, okay? All right.
Thank you.
See you, Tiger. See you later. Yes. All right. Andrew in Alice Springs. G'day, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, g'day. It's Andrew from Alice Springs. How are you going?
Andrew from Alice Springs. I'm really well. What's the weather like in Alice Springs, Andrew?
It's a little bit cool. It's been overcast. We had a bit of rain on the weekend, but it went outside and had a little bit of a shiver.
Hey. Well, you should have put a T-shirt back on, Andrew.
Well, that's right, yeah.
If you go outside in your undies, Andrew, that's what's going to happen. You will get a...
That's why the people complain, yeah.
Yes, that's right. You're wondering why. That's right. People are ringing up the police. question number six. In a 1975 hit, which singer learned the truth at 17?
Hey, before I say that, this Mondegreen thing,
yeah.
I believe you when you say that the lights went down in Massachusetts, but I believe the actual line is the lights went out, but it sounds like the line went down.
No. Hey, Andrew. Why is everyone stuck on this? Now listen, for the last time, I'm going to play you this, right? Now listen up.
Yep. And the lights all went
down in Massachusetts. How do you get out of that?
It does sound like down.
Doesn't sound like...
The lights went... they singing, the lights went down.
They are.
And I'm pretty sure I've looked at the lyrics one day and it said the lights went out. But yeah, but that's what Mondegreens are. They say one thing and they sing something else.
Yes, cheap wine and the 3-day growth thing.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, we should move on.
In a 1975. In a 1975 hit, which singer learned the truth at 17?
Janice Ian learned the truth at 17.
She did. I'm surprised you're not saying it wasn't 17, Phil. It was 15. No, it was 17.
How old was she? We all play the game when we dare to cheat ourselves. It's solitaire. Inventing lovers on the phone. Repenting other lives unknown. They call and say, come dance with me. Murmur vague obscenities. And ugly girls like me.
17. Yeah, it was a massive hit for her, wasn't it, Janice Ian? At 17. Yeah, terrific hit. Andrew, question number seven.
Where shall we go? Let's stay in 17.
Hey, don't you like this? Everybody's piling in now. Phil, every source on the internet says the lyrics are the lights all went out. Eat your own humble pie. Hey, people, listen to the song. Geez, now Phil mentions it, and the more you play it, the more I hear out. I think we need a national ear cleaning competition here, don't we, Andrew?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Question number seven. When I was 17, that's where we are. Do you want to stay there or not?
Yeah, we'll keep going. 17.
In which year of the 1970s was Apollo 17 launched?
Which year in the 1970s? Oh, gosh, this is going to be, I know 69 was Apollo 11, and I'm going to say 71.
Not correct.
Never mind. All right.
Time to go outside in your undies, Andrew.
I'll put some clean ones on.
Okay. Well, thank you. You're very considerate. See you later. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. 1-300-800-222. Jim in Frankston. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. In which year of the 1970s was Apollo 17 launched?
Before I have me stab in the dark, I just want to put Eric to shame and just say that Salisbury is not a county, it's a city in Wiltshire.
Correct.
I'm not
arguing with you, Jim.
Yeah, but I'll just have me stab in the dark and say 1972.
Correct.
Oh.
Yes, it was. I probably gave you a little bit of a clue there. In which year of the 1970s was Apollo 17 launched? It was 1972.
Well, I just said that because the previous call said 71, so I thought, well, I'll go for the next year up.
Mm. Isn't it funny how people think that Google is kind of, you know, authoritative? The one thing everyone needs to know is that the internet often lies. There's often rubbish on the internet. As in this instance, the lights didn't go out, they went down. Ray in the Bay says, dear, sorry, Phil, I seem to have started the controversy. Bobsled says, Phil, never let it be said your show is down and out. No, correct. They're very, very good. Jim, question number 8. What are we doing here? When I was 17?
Well, what categories have I got?
You got when I was 17, speleology, mass, also a computing term, leap and lizards.
I've got no idea what speleology is. I'll stick with when I was 17.
When I was 17. Which 2009 film stars Matthew Perry as a 37-year-old man and Zac Efron as his younger self?
Zac Efron. 2009, oh, crikey. I'll just have a stab in the dark and say The Bourne Identity.
No, not The Bourne Identity. Thanks, Jim. No, not correct, but thanks for having a crack anyway. Justin from Frankston. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Phil. I am 100% behind you on that conundrum. I believe it is when the lights go down. So I am 100% with you.
Thank you. It's not my opinion, actually. I have played it about 8 times. It's down.
Yeah, well, I reckon it is when all the lights go down. But you can't get out from those 4 words.
No. Letters. Which 2009 film stars Matthew Perry as a 37-year-old man and Zac Efron as his younger self?
I'm going to say, well, we're in the category 17, so I'm going to say 17 again.
Correct. It is 17 again.
Mike O'Donnell is at an age when life seems to have passed him by.
Bet you wish you had it to do all over again.
You got that right.
But in one extraordinary moment...
Hey, get off of there!
He'll get to turn back the clock and be 17 all over again.
Ah! No way. It's freaking me out.
It's freaking me out. I'm pubescent. This is my chance to have my life over, but to do it right. I'm going back to high school, man.
Don't even think about sucking me in with you.
17 again.
17 again. Thank you, Sue and Warrnambool, for sending me the whole lyrics, which you've obviously got from Google, but it's wrong. If you listen, just listen to the song. Justin, question number 9. What do you want to do? Stay with 17?
Yes, please.
When I was 17, used in cleaning and sanitation, 17 is the atomic number of which element?
Ooh. I'm going to say iron?
Not iron. Thanks, Justin. Not iron. No. Jim in Newcastle. G'day, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Bleach. Is it bleach?
Not bleach. No. Hello. Sorry, Jim. Thank you anyway. No, not bleach. Ray from Yeronga. G'day, Ray.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Used in cleaning and sanitation. 17 is the atomic number of which element?
Sounds like ammonia.
It's not ammonia, no. Thank you. It's not ammonia. Ben from Collie. Hello, Ben.
Hello, how you going?
Pretty good. Used in cleaning and sanitation. 17 is the atomic number of which element?
I reckon it might be chlorine.
Correct. Yes, it's chlorine. That's right. Question number 10. We're in when I was 17. There's one left there. Otherwise, you could move anywhere else. Also, a computing term, leap and lizards, speleology or mass.
We'll go for the last one in 17.
Which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
I wouldn't have a clue. And I was based on the year 53, I don't know, Hitchcock?
Not Hitchcock. It knocks out one, doesn't it, Ben? Thank you. Jim from Banksia Park, I'll come back to you in a second. Others are in front of you in the queue. Michael from Freshwater, hello.
How are you, Phil?
Oh, I'm pretty good, yes.
I think you've proven one thing tonight.
What's that?
That Google is often wrong.
It is often wrong.
I have got an old Bee Gees music sheet.
Yeah.
With the words in it, and I can tell you, I can read off it that it says down.
It is, yeah. I'm not going to play a message. Do you want me to play it again? Dave, should we play it again?
No,
I'm going to.
No.
Everyone, how on earth do you get out? Sorry, how do you get out of this? And the lights all went down in Massachusetts. Sorry. don't tell me that says out. It does not.
I did a Google search for American Pie.
Yeah.
And they had an extra verse in it.
Yeah.
That I don't think it's ever been heard.
Yeah.
And they got half of the lyrics wrong, but quite a few of them wrong.
Yeah, Google is often wrong. Google is often wrong. It's like all things in life, I reckon, Michael. You've got to take things with a grain of salt unless you've got, some corroboration or you know it yourself.
Yeah,
but just check and recheck. Question 10. Yeah, I'm sounding like a schoolmaster here, aren't I?
That's right.
School of nightlife. People will be mucking up very shortly. Question number 10. What do you want to do? You can't. Which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
Great movie with William Holden, but Stanley Kubrick.
Not Stanley Kubrick, no. Thanks, Michael. Good on you. No, it's not Stanley Kubrick. Steve from Leicester. G'day, Steve.
How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. I'm under siege.
Backup,
I'm under siege here, Steve, but I'm going. I
like the way you got your backup. And anyway, looking in my Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
It definitely says down.
There we go. See, Encyclopedia Britannica. It's a hardcover book. It's gathering dust, but you know what? If you can't believe the Britannica, then the world has ended.
Yes.
Good on you. Question. That's funny. I've got a set of those at home. I don't reckon I've looked in them for donkey's years. Because I inherited the set. From someone else, anyway. Question number 10. Which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
I'm just going to guess David Attenborough.
Not David Attenborough, Steve, no.
I should have looked it up in the encyclopedia.
Get back to the encyclopedia. Thanks for
I looked it up.
Thanks for the
back. Is that cheating? It's in a book. I didn't use the internet.
See you later. Bye-bye. Oh, dear. Cameron in South Perth. Come on, Cameron. You'll help us out here.
I'm not in South Perth. I'm in the Royal Perth Hospital in Perth.
Oh, no. Cameron, what happened? Did you get hit by the falling stack of encyclopedias or something?
Gallstones and that. And a bit of trauma, and they've kept me in 11 days.
Oh, no. Have they been hitting you with the laser, Cameron?
Oh, hitting me with everything.
Okay.
You ought to count the number of bloody pills they give me to take. and the number of injections, you'd need a calculator to guess them.
Well, you're still sounding lucid, Cameron, so that's one thing.
Well, I've sort of been half told I'll be out tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good news. Sorry to hear all that. Hey, which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
I've got no idea, so I'll say good evening.
Thanks, Cameron. Hope you get well and I hope you get out tomorrow. Thank you, Dan in Canberra. Google is not the source of information. You mean the internet. Stop saying brand names. Fair enough. Melissa in Templestowe's got the right answer here on the text line. Thank you. Caroline says Spotify confirms our understanding. Oh, good. At least someone helps me. There's behind me. Jim from Banksia Park. G'day, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
I'll have to have a guess, but I think I could be like the lights in Massachusetts here. Yeah. I'll say Spielberg.
No, it's not Spielberg. No, sorry, Jim. Thank you. No, it's not Spielberg. All right. Anybody going to help us here? Is this going to turn into West Africa, is it? one of my texters says Google's neither right nor wrong. All it does is retrieve results. The results are often wrong. Yeah, well, that's true. That is, I think that's a fair statement to make too. We've got lines free. Someone must know who directed Stalag 17. What about you, Mark?
I just watched a movie about 10 minutes ago from HBO called Weapons.
Yeah, but what's that got to do
and
with this one?
A very strange movie. Very strange movie, very weird movie.
Weapons is a weird movie, but what about this one?
Yeah, Mark? Very strange. And no, so Phil, don't know.
No good. All right, Mark, thanks anyway. Bob from Orange has apologised. Thank you, Bob. I was wrong. I just listened to the song on Apple. My apologies. Paul on the road. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Who directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
I've got no idea, but I'll give Mel Brooks a try because it sounds like something he'd do.
Yeah, it does. It does in a way, but it's not correct. Thank you, Paul. It's going to help somebody. James says, I have the World Book Encyclopedia to thank for my relative success in school and then igniting my lifelong quest for knowledge. Yeah, they were a thing, weren't they? Well before the internet, the encyclopedia. Bruce from Lura. Come on, Bruce, help me out. G'day, Bruce.
Help me. That was quick. I only just called.
I know no one knows the answer to this. And so,
I'm an old fella.
Yeah.
And I've rung half a dozen times before, and I generally hang up because you blah 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 whatever. And guess what?
What?
That's a movie I remember very fondly from my childhood.
And
Otto Preminger was actually one of the characters, and he's a famous I'm guessing because I remember Otto Preminger movies as well.
But who directed Stalag 17?
I'm going to guess it's Otto Preminger.
Oh, no, it's not Otto Preminger, Bruce. No.
It's not.
No.
He's in that movie.
I thought you had me covered there.
Oh.
No, Bruce. See, in the high school of the Mighty Challenge, you're in the naughty corner for a second. See you, Bruce. Bye-bye. Come on, someone help me here. Which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17? All right, somebody must know. Arthur Clarke from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Arthur. Knows the answer. Mary B says, hats off to Bob, a man who admits he was wrong. I am impressed. Oh, Mary B, you're a bit down on the male sex, are you? Annie in Cairns, yes, thank you. Apple Music also supports us. I'm glad someone does. Ray from Altona. Hi, Ray.
G'day.
Which well-known filmmaker directed the 1953 comedy drama Stalag 17?
This is that left-handed Catholic again. I reckon it was Charlie Chaplin, mate.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Charlie Chaplin. No, it was not. Murray from Hoppers Crossing. Hello, Murray. Hi, Murray.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Which well-known filmmaker directed the 53 comedy drama Stalag 17?
I know this movie. It's got William Holden in it. I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it's William Wyler.
Did you say
William Wyler?
That'll do. Billy Wilder, yes, exactly right. Yes, exactly right. Billy Wilder.
Also directed Ben-Hur.
Yes, that's true, yes. Yes, Billy Wilder, that's right. Question number 11. Now, that's it for when I was 17. So we've eliminated one character. We've got speleology, mass, also a computing term, leap and lizards.
I'm sorry, are you saying mass or math?
No, mass, and M-A-S-S.
We'll try that, thank you.
Mass. Which imperial unit of mass is equal to 453.6 grams? Which imperial unit of mass is equal to
1 pound?
Correct, a pound. Yes, a pound. Good. Question number 12. The Massif Central is a highland region of which European country? We're in a category called Mass. The Massif Central is a highland region.
The Massif Central is in Spain.
Not in Spain. Sorry, Murray. Thank you. Thank you for helping us out with Billy Wilder. Gee, we got stuck there for a while. Loz says, I think Otto Preminger wrote the story as well as having a part in it. Yeah, I don't know. Chris in the Southern Waters. Oh, Chris. Oh, no. Don't do that to me. suggesting the Bee Gees sang both versions. Oh, no. I don't know that that's right. Jack from Maluka. G'day, Jack.
Oh, g'day.
G'day. The Massif Central is a highland region of which European country?
Oh, I've never heard of it. Central. I'll say France.
Correct. That was the giveaway, wasn't it? With my impeccable French pronunciation, which gave it to you there, Jack.
That's what did it, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Question 13. We've got one left in mass, if you like. Otherwise, it's off to speleology, leap and lizards, or also a computing term.
Oh, let's go the caving one, spele thingy.
See, you've helped a lot of people there because a lot of people think, I don't know what speleology means.
Oh, really? Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's about caves. You're quite right. Question 13. By what name is Capri's Grotta Azzurra better known in English?
Oh, Capri's Grotto. What was it?
By what name is Capri's Grotta Azzurra better known in English?
The Blue Cave.
Grotta Azzurra.
Blue Lagoon?
No. You were so close here, Jack. I'm sorry.
I got the blue, but yeah. I don't get the rest.
Yeah. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Grant from Grenith in South Australia. Hi, Grant.
G'day. How are you?
Pretty good, yes.
I can probably put the Bee Gees to bed, by the way, if you would like. I actually watched it on YouTube. I looked at the original album and I looked at a performance they did in Australia in 1989. On the album, they say down. On the concert, where it's actually captioned at the bottom, it's out. So they were inconsistent over their career. Changed it later to out, which probably makes more sense, actually, but... Yeah, they had down on the original album. They sing it three times in their song.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you.
Blue Grotto.
By what name is Capri's Grotta Azzurra, better known in English?
Blue Grotto.
The Blue Grotto, exactly. Very good. We're in speleology. We can stay there if you like. Or we can move to mass, or also a computing term, or leap and lizards.
I get trapped a bit with the computing because I had a career in that. I'll try the mass first and see how it goes.
Last one in the mass. A German Requiem is a symphonic mass written between 1865 and 1868 by a German composer. Which one? A German Requiem.
That's probably a bit late for Bark. I'll say bark.
Not bark.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Barking up the wrong tree, Grant. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later. John in Adelaide. Hello, John.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 14 we're up to. Last one in Mass. A German Requiem is a symphonic Mass written between 1865 and 1868 by which German composer?
Brahms.
Correct. It is. It's Brahms, yes. Mass. That's the Mass, the Requiem Mass. Yes, now apologies here. We do have a little thing to attend to, of course, which, we got a bit stuck on Massachusetts, didn't we? Which meant that we are a few questions short of our goal in completing what we call
the Mighty Challenge.
And apologies here. John from Adelaide was a number of people who, yeah, no, you were quite right. I misheard my contestant who said, I thought he was saying William Wilder. He was saying William Wyler, and they are different. That's true. No, yes, correct. And John says, I just thought I'd let you know, seeing as it's a night for nitpicking bums like me to chime in and correct the incorrect. Luckily, I don't care about the BGs. Love you and your show. Thank you, John, but you are quite right. William Wyler is not the same as Billy Wilder. They are different. What are you doing, Phil? Compromising the integrity of the challenge. Billy Wilder and William Wyler are different people. Yes, they are. William Wyler directed Ben-Hur. That's right. And Billy Wilder directed Stalag 17 and others. Correct. My fault. I was due to a mishearing, I think, of that first answer. Righto. Now, John from Adelaide. G'day, John. Back to you.
G'day. G'day, Philip. Thank you. We dropped out there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. I think that might have been a back at our end. Now, question number 15. We're in speleology, but you don't have to stay there. You could move.
What are the other options?
Speleology, also a computing term, leap and lizards.
Leap and lizards. Let's stick with speleology.
Staying with speleology. The Capricorn Caves are located in which Australian state or territory?
Don't know them, but I'd have to guess Queensland.
Correct. Very good. The Capricorn might have given you a clue there, mightn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Question number 16. Chris in the Southern Waters. The big thing we've learnt tonight, Phil, is that any emergency broadcasts should absolutely never be sung in harmony or falsetto. Oh, you mean all the lights have just gone down? That's very funny, Chris. Good on you. Pat from The Point says, Phil, there's only one definite way to get the answer. Open your little black book and get Barry Gibb on the blower. Adrian had Queensland as well. No. Billy Wilder was from Massachusetts, not Billy Wilder. John, I've got to stop this. Question number 16. Are we staying with speleology?
Why not?
From the Greek for cave, which old-fashioned term for a caveman is now used to describe someone who's deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned? From the Greek for cave.
Ooh. No. Luddite?
Not a Luddite, John, no. Thank you. Okay. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Not a Luddite. Michael from Yokeen in WA. G'day, Mike.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, Michael. Hi.
This is hilarious. My surname's Caves. I come from Bear's Den, and when I heard your topic tonight, I was like, oh, so clearly I'm a genetic expert by my family name. And I've actually, these are probably the hardest questions ever, but who actually knows anything about caves?
From the Greek for cave, which old-fashioned term for a caveman is now used to describe someone from your family who is deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned?
Well, apart from myself, I don't know. The first thing in my head was Philistine.
No, it's not Philistine. Yeah. No.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks, David. Sorry, no, it's not Philistine. No. Daniel in Melbourne. Hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello.
G'day. How you going?
Not bad. From the Greek for cave, which old-fashioned term for a caveman, is now used to describe someone who's deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned.
Yes. Did you have delinquent come up yet?
Is that your answer?
I'm going to guess you.
It's not delinquent, I'm sorry. No, David from Mount Pleasant. Hi, David.
Hey, Phil.
Hi. From the Greek for cave, which old-fashioned term for a caveman is now used to describe someone who is deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned?
Now, I've been digging in the cave of my memory.
And?
And I know that I know this, but I cannot very well remember it.
Oh, no.
Driving me nuts. I think I'm going to have to pass. I can't even suggest something half right. It really annoys me because I know what this is, but I'll leave it to the next one. Sorry about that.
Sorry, David. That's all right. That's all right. No, don't apologise. Charlie from Mount Druid. G'day, Charlie.
Hey, Phil. Good to be with you.
Likewise, Charlie.
I can't believe how many times you played that song and people still didn't believe you.
No.
And I wanted to ask you, what's your favourite Bee Gees song?
There's heaps. There's so many of them. You know?
Yeah, there is.
I mean, that would have to be in there. The New York Mining Disaster one's pretty good. I mean, there's different phases of the Bee Gees, though, aren't there? You know, there's...
Yeah, that's the disco.
The 60s phase, then there was the disco phase.
I like that. I think it starts off Nobody Loves Anymore.
To love somebody, yeah. The way I loved you.
Yeah.
Too Much Heaven?
Yeah. That's it.
Mm.
But the harmonies in that are brilliant. All their songs are brilliant.
Yeah. Question 16, from the Greek for cave, which old-fashioned term for a caveman is now used to describe someone who is deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned?
Would it be Neanderthal?
Not a Neanderthal. Charlie, no. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Not a Neanderthal. Mike from Hamilton Hill. Mike's going to help. You're going to help us out here, aren't you?
Oh, I hope so, mate.
What is it?
I was thinking Neanderthal as well, but the alternative I had was troglodyte.
Correct. Yes. It's a you troglodyte. That's right. All right, question number 17, a troglodyte. Question number 17, we've got two left in speleology, otherwise it's off to leaping lizards or also a computing term, which no one has wanted to go to at all.
Let's try the computing terms.
I wasn't guiding you here, but if you want to. Also,
it sounded like you were warning me.
No. I'm category neutral. Question 17. Also a computing term, all right? For which 1976 film did Peter Finch become the first actor to win a posthumous Academy Award?
1976.
The category is also a computing term.
I don't know. Was that Tron?
Not Tron.
No.
Sorry, Mike. No, not. Paul from Planland says Spicks and Specks with Denise Drysdale dancing in the film clip. Was she? All right. Actually, I think didn't Dave tell us that? Remember Dave did Dave's discs on the Bee Gees? Wonderful little snapshot that was. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question 17. Come on, help me out here. Also a computing term. There are lines free. No one wants to answer this. Also a computing term. For which 1976 film did Peter Finch become the first actor to win a posthumous Academy Award? 1-300-800-222 is the number. There are lines free. You will get straight through if you want one. 1-300-800-222. Who wants to help us out here? On the text line, Diana from Woodnelling's got it. Jennifer from North Rye, good. Susie, Babs in Ringwood, Ray in the Bay, Rachel in Kilmore, heaps of people. Heather from Ipswich, 1-300-800-222. Come on, you got to help me out, otherwise we can't proceed. We're up to question 17. For which 1976 film did Peter Finch become the first actor to win a posthumous Academy Award? Also a computing term. All right, Heather from Ipswich, yes, correct. Also a computing term. What have we got here? We've got Faye on the line. Hi. G'day, Faye. Faye, is that?
Hello.
Hello, Faye.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, you're up. You're up. Question 17. For which 1976 film did Peter Finch become the first actor to win a posthumous Academy Award?
Was it Network?
Correct. Yes, Network. And Network, of course, is also a computer term.
Yeah.
Being a series of connected computers.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the
bull... Sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad!
67.
You've got to say...
Wonderful, wonderful. The Faye, the inspiration for Sean McAuliffe. question 18. We're in also a computing term, if you like. Otherwise, you could move. You can move to speleology or leap and lizards.
Oh, I might stay on computing terms.
Stay with computing terms. In golf, what's the more common name for a one wood?
Ooh.
In golf, what's the more common name for a number one wood?
A club, is it? No.
Also a computing term?
No, I don't know.
No
that.
Good? All righty, thanks, Faye. Greg in Perth. Hi, Greg. Hi, Greg.
Oh, g'day. How are you going?
Not bad. In also a computing term. In golf, what's the more common name for a one wood?
No idea. I only called in for Peter Finch.
Okay, thank you. Ron from the Blue Mountains. Hi, Ron.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. In golf, what's the more common name for a one, number one wood?
Driver.
A driver, yes. A driver, which is a programming interface to manage computer hardware. Question number 19, also a computing term.
Yeah, I'll stick with that.
What's the world's most populous island?
Jakarta. No, computing term.
What's the world's most populous island?
Is it a computing term? No, drawing a blank.
No good. Okie doke, let's try Linda from Maitland. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi. I rang for the Peter Finch too, as he came from Greenwich, where my family came from.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Question number 19, what's the world's most populous island? Also a computing term.
Have a guess at Java.
Correct, exactly. Java, which is a computer programming language. And Java is the world's most populous island. Question number 20.
I go to leaping lizards if there's any left?
You can. Leaping lizards. Basilisk lizards. Basilisk lizards are also known as Jesus lizards because of their ability to do what?
Walk on water?
Correct, yes.
I just visualised it.
They can walk. Actually, they can run on water, actually.
Oh, yes, yes, running.
Question number 21. Last, there's one left in leaping lizards or
I'll stick with lizards.
Last one in lizards. Blue tongue lizards are among the largest members of which family of lizards?
Oh, no idea. I'm thinking stumpy tails. No.
Which family of lizards? No.
I think I'll have to bow out. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye. Tonya in Margate. G'day, Tonya.
Good morning, Phil.
Blue-tongued lizards are among the largest members of which family of lizards?
Would they be skinks?
Correct. Very good.
Wow, yes.
Yes. Jumping Jehoshaphat, speaking of leaping. Correct, yes. All right, we've only got four left. We've got two in also a computing term and two in speleology.
Speleology, please.
Speleology. Which Australian singer was born on the 22nd of September 1957 in Victoria?
Nick Cave.
Correct. Nick Cave. We're talking about speleology and all about caves. Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Yes, Nick Cave, unmistakable sound. Tonya, we've only got three left, one in speleology, two in also a computing term.
We'll stick with speleology.
Last one in speleology. Question 23. What name is given to a tapering rock formation that rises from the floor of a cave?
Stalagmite.
Correct. Very good. Not a stalactite because they have to hang tight on the ceiling.
Yep.
All righty. Well, very good. Confident answers. Tonya from Margate, set for glory, question 25. Two left. They're both in a category, also a computing term.
Okay.
Which 2009 James Cameron film became the first movie to gross $2 billion?
Would it be The Matrix?
Not The Matrix. Sorry, okay. Tom. Sorry, I thought you were going to get home there, but thank you anyway. Nicely played. Good on you. Bye-bye. Nice work. Nicely played. Joshua from Strathpine. Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
Hi. Question 24, also a computing term. Which James Cameron film from 2009 became the first movie to gross $2 billion?
I'm going to say Avatar.
Correct, Avatar, a profile picture on social media.
The way of water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
This is our home!
I need you with me. And I need you to be strong. Strong heart.
Mm-hmm. All righty, we're up to this one. Joshua, it's been a night of excitement up and down the hill and all over the place. We're here at last. Also a computing term. Geronimo was a leader and medicine man of which tribe of Native American people? Also a computing term.
Oh, American.
Geronimo.
Geronimo would have been...
No. All right, Joshua, we'll have to leave it. I'm sorry about that. What about Dennis from Perth? G'day, Dennis.
G'day. Good evening. How are you going?
Pretty good. Geronimo was a leader and medicine man of which tribe of Native American people?
Well, I was going to say Apache, but I don't think that's a computer term.
We're in a category also a computing term.
I'll say, well, I think it's Apache.
The answer is correct. Yes, Apache is a programming language. I am reliably informed. Good on you, Dennis.
I learn something every day.
You do. Thank you, Dennis. We'll put you on hold and get some details from you. So don't hang up. Hang on. Susie says, thanks to the lights going out, this must be the longest running Mighty Quiz ever. Yes. Mike from Hamilton Hill says, interestingly, the script for Avatar is almost identical to Dances with Wolves. Is it? I never thought. That's the first time I've heard that. Thank you. All right. Yes, no, it was. Plenty of people had Apache too. Adrian, Babs in Ringwood, Harry in the Bay, Sally from Bullsbrook, Ingrid from Orlando had the correct answer. Dino and Wagen, Ted on the Goldie also had correct answers there. Jane from Homebush had the stalagmites. Mike from Hamilton Hill, the mites come up and the tights go down. And Avatar, yes, thank you, Mike. All right. Very good. All right, thank you. Nice challenge, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.